So good afternoon, everyone. So this afternoon, I'd like to talk about boredom. You know, sometimes when we have these three feelings, pleasant feelings, unpleasant, and neutral. So we easily get caught with pleasant and unpleasant. When there's neutral, we feel bored. You know, actually, boredom itself actually is pleasant because because we've been conditioned, you know, we need to have something to the excitement to trigger us off, you know. We want to be exist, I'm here, I'm alive, you know. So that's why sometimes when you have boredom, is the thinking, you know, you start to the thing, because the thinking itself is stirred up, you know, your mind. Then you know you feel like more alive, you know. So and then yes, it gives you the energy. But this kind of energy is like, it's the energy that you borrow, you know. After that, you feel really you stress out and you feel tired because the thinking itself actually use up lots of mental energy. So because the energy comes from a still mind when you're peaceful. That kind of energy, you know, is really the energy is different. That kind of energy, you know, give you brightness, you know, and you feel more alert. But the energy of thinking, you know, that kind of energy, that actually that wears you out, you know. You feel tired because you use up lots of mental energy. So that's why sometimes we think that, oh, I don't want to think. The thought just come. But actually, we've been looking for it because of nothing much happened. And this is something that very common. For example, like usually people come to ask me, they say, when I start to meditate and then I feel very peaceful and calm. And then what is the next thing I should do? So I said, you never think of next thing, because the moment you think of next thing, you lose it, you know. I say it's okay, because this is how we've been conditioned. We're always constantly looking for more exciting thing, you know, more and more, you know. So now we are peaceful. So it's not peaceful enough. We want to be more peaceful. We've been conditioned that way. We keep wanting something more and more. So then when we have that is the craving, that the desires, we want more thing, we want more peaceful. And that one thing, you know, drive us and stir up our mind. So it's very difficult, the mind become more peaceful. So they said itself that, you know, when because we easily we get caught, you know, when pleasant feelings, and then we try very hard to hold it, hold on to that, and then we are still not satisfied, we want more, we are not content with that, we want more happiness, more peaceful, and it's not peaceful enough. And that is how we start, you know. The thinking will come, the thoughts will arise because of we are not happy with that moment. We are no longer satisfied with that. It's not peaceful enough. So that's why learn to appreciate, you know, this boredom. Because boredom itself is just economous. It's neither, you know, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Actually, it's itself is pleasant, you know. It's just like sometimes, like for example, we constantly like we have praise and blame, you know. Constantly, for example, we look for praise. When that is in between, when there is no one praises us, then we start to look for praise, isn't it? Look for acknowledgement, you know, recognition, you know, want something. And that is that. Actually, it's good that it's just, you know, yeah, it's okay, you know. No one praise me, it's fine, you know. But we don't appreciate that, you know, that in between, we just always looking at too extreme, you know. We're looking at, I want that praise, and then we got angry with when someone criticizes. And actually, neutral feeling itself actually is really pleasant. It's pleasant. So we learn to appreciate that. And because we are not happy with that, we feel bored. And then we start to look for something else, and the mind, you know, started to think, this is how it's tricked off. But sometimes if you can't help it, another way to help to generate, you know, the energy, but at least it's the energy that leads us to peace. That is one of the spiritual faculties that is to develop this, that is the faith. You know, to have the faith in our practice, the faith in our virtues. Because sometimes that generate, that give you the energy. And this kind of energy that leads you to peace. Especially faith is also one of the spiritual quality as well. And to develop these five spiritual qualities actually is helped you to overcome the five hindrances. The five hindrances, that is the desires, you know, the craving, and ill will, and sloth and torpor. You know, when you have lots of ill will, you know, and then sloth and torpor, that is like, you know, you just feel so down, no energy, normally it's low. And the fourth one is restless, you can't stay, you know. And then the fifth one is doubt. So that's why the faith actually is counteract, is to overcome these five hindrances. So that's why it's important sometimes that we, especially when we feel that we are just like, we feel so low, we don't feel like we have energy, we're just sitting there, just feel like, you know, not, we don't find it interesting, you know, in our meditation. Or sometimes even in our daily life, actually that help us when we generate that faith, that inspiration. So actually it's help us when this to inspire us to sit. That is to develop these five spiritual faculties. The first one is the faith. So especially the faith is not only, you know, usually that's we talk about the faith in the teacher, the faith in Buddha, the faith in the teaching. But actually the faith, the confidence in oneself actually is really important, because if you don't have faith and confidence in ourselves, and then, you know, we didn't bother to practice anyway. I can't do it, you know. You know, it's only someone that's so special that can do it, you know. And I'm, you know, and that's why this is, then it's very, that because of lack of the faith, and then you don't inspire yourself to practice. That's why sometimes it's important that sometimes we recollect and we reflect on our own goodness, you know, to appreciate ourselves, to appreciate of our good qualities. You know, when we started to appreciate oneself, to appreciate our good qualities, actually they help us to inspire us, and it's also generate energy. You know, it's a, oh, it's so nice when we inspire, we feel energetic, isn't it? We feel more energy. And with the energy, and also when you're happy with yourself, especially you reflect on your good qualities, and you feel good about yourself, and you're happy. And this kind of happiness is not the happiness come from sensual desires, you know, from indulging in sensory pleasure. And the Buddhists mentioned this kind of happiness, you know. The Buddha called this a wholesome happiness. So a joy, you know. The happiness come from, you know, on your reflecting, you know, appreciating your own good qualities. And this kind of happiness that leads you to peace, the Buddha said. Because, and then that this, you give you the inspiration and the joy, happiness, and they give you happy. You know, when we are happy, we have lots of energy. And this kind of energy is different from other type of energy, like, you know, like the happiness come from sensory pleasure. But this kind of energy that leads you to peace. So then, and it's different. Then your mind becomes more alert. You're more mindful, you know. So there is a faith, energy, and mindfulness. You become more alert. You can feel when you have lots of energy, your mind is more alert, you know. then when you're more alert, and that's you, you know, you feel easy to focus, easy to, that is the stillness. And then with the stillness, it develops wisdom. And this is how, you know, that the faith, that's why that leads to peace and calm, and also stillness. And with stillness, that you develop your wisdom. So never underestimate your own goodness, your own good qualities. And sometimes it's good to reflect on your own good qualities and start to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your own goodness. And I remember when in the early days we used to have a groups of we used to practice together with a group of friends, like we used to meditate together. So sometimes we used to share like how we overcome, you know, sometimes we feel slut and pauper. We just couldn't, you know, especially doing retreats, you know, and then we find it so difficult, like how to overcome our obstacles. I remember someone shared with me that this person said that when he did the retreat, he said he was so painful because of an intensive retreat after many sitting and then practice after 3 days. The whole body is really painful to a point that she really couldn't stand anymore. Then he said that when he just said that he wanted to withdraw, I want to leave, he said, I'm so painful, you know, and started to feel agitated and irritated and a loss of agitation because of, you know, the few tiredness, like no energy, because he trying too hard, you know, try to practice, try to focus, you know. So actually it's wear out, loss of energy, and physically and mentally is completely, he was completely so tired, he said that, he just said, oh, I think I have to leave. And then he just went to the shrine and sit quietly there, and he started to say, I'm staying here already how many days, and how many days I've been keeping this precept, a precept. And he started to recollect each of the precept, from the first precept, the second, the third, the fourth. And then he said, it's just so amazing. He said, by the time he finished, you know, reflecting on all the precept that he's keeping, you know, I'd be able to keep this all this day, you know. And then he started to feel all that split of the second. He said, just immediately, he said, that tiredness, that kind of like, all the bodily pain, that just suddenly just gone. And he just feel energized again. He feel, ah. Oh. And then he said, oh, then he feels so good about himself. And then he feels so inspired. And then he said, then he started to go back and sit. And all his pain, the tiredness, everything gone. He said he go back and sit. They said sometimes that it's good to sometimes that we appreciate our own effort, appreciate our good qualities, you know. Sometimes we don't really appreciate ourselves that much, you know. That's why it's important that we appreciate ourselves, you know. Then this gives us the confidence in ourselves, because yes, sometimes they have the faith in a teacher. Yes, they give you a little bit of, you know, you inspire. That doesn't take too far. But the inspiration come from yourself, come from your own good quality, come from your own, you know, the inspiration come within yourself, that, you know, your good qualities that takes you a long way. There's like, learn how to appreciate oneself, you know, to develop the faith in ourselves, you know, because the faith in others, you know, it's only that person only helping that person, you know. Yes, you feel a bit happier, you know. You maybe give a little bit of inspiration. That don't take too far. But if the faith come from ourselves, actually takes you a long way. So that's why sometimes when, especially with practice, when you meditate, sometimes when you're doing retreat, sometimes you come to a point that you just feel that you don't have energy, you know, lack of energy, you feel so tired physically, mentally, you just feel like you just worn out because trying too hard. And sometimes maybe you try to relax, or to reflect on your own good qualities, you know, to give rise that to generate the energy. And that is also a way to help you sometimes overcome, you know, sometimes, you know, in the whole path of practice, you know, sometimes on our way, I mean, we face all sorts of obstacles, you know, in our practice. It's just a carpenter's, you know, like sometimes we need certain this tool and sometimes we need another one for certain, you know. So a different skillful means, you know, at times that we need this, at times we need to do that. So that's why at times we need to reflect and develop this faith in ourselves, and that is to, and also develop these five spiritual qualities, and also to keep your practice and keep it going. So today I offer this for your reflections, and we now can start to do our meditation now. So we just sit comfortably. Whatever posture that makes you feel comfortable. If you find that your mind keep wander off and very difficult to focus on the breath, it's okay. You just very gently bring your mind back onto the breath. It's okay if your mind keep wandering off. Even 100 times, no matter how many times, you just very gently and just bring it back. As you keep doing that, and this is a way to train your mind, over a period of time, your mind naturally know how to come back. Just keep bringing your mind back. After a while, your mind will not travel too far, will not wander off too far. The mind will automatically know how to come back.
Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? No, everybody content, satisfied, happy. Must have very good meditation. No questions? Okay, going, gone. So, okay, so we end this session. Thank you for everyone coming here, for being here.